This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
It's Friday, September 4th here on a short day at Gillette Stadium. Everyone's pretty much gone home for the long holiday weekend, but Paul Perillo is here with me to keep you up to date on the latest moves that the Patriots have made this week, and they've made quite a few of them. The last week of the preseason, Paul.
You know, I love the intro, though, to this roster report. You don't know who got cut? Mm. We do. Oh, really? There's going to be
usually
19 guys getting cut within the next 24 hours.
Yeah.
I'm not sure we know half of them, the way all the information's coming.
But we've had a busy week already. Let's start chronologically. Back on Monday, as you all know by now, Teddy Bruschi, longtime linebacker here, announced his retirement. So we are one linebacker thinner than we were to start the week at a position where we really couldn't afford to lose anybody. But I think it was the right move for Teddy at the right time,
yep.
And we wish him well in his retirement.
Absolutely. I would certainly echo your sentiments, and it was a wonderful retirement.
Certainly was.
Press conference, Belichick, Robert Kraft, Teddy Bruschi, all I thought came across tremendously well, and I was really, I know it sounds corny, but I was proud to be in the room. It was a cool thing.
It was a perfect ending for a perfect player.
As Belichick called him.
Shortly thereafter, Paul, some surprising moves.
About 11 minutes later.
the release came out that the Patriots cut back incumbent backup quarterback Kevin O'Connell, last year's third-round pick in the draft, or one of two of last year's third-round picks in the draft. A guy who, granted, hadn't had many chances to make a name for himself, but struggled a little bit in the few times we saw him in the preseason this year and last year. But you got to figure, a guy only in his second year, a third-round pick, had a little bit longer leash.
Yep.
Apparently not.
Caught us all by surprise, the timing of it. Not the performance. We all kind of felt that the development hadn't really shown up on the field, especially in practice. I know a lot of the fans, most of the fans only get to see the games, and those are such small samples, and there's so many factors at work there that you can't control in terms of who's out there against you and what the situation and stuff like that is. But in practice, in a controlled environment, he didn't look much better. The accuracy hasn't been there. I don't think the reads and the decision-making, the swiftness of the – it's not, three-step drop, bang, the ball's out. Five-step drop, bang, off that back foot, the ball's out. It was never like that with Kevin all summer long. And I'm not overly surprised – that it didn't work out. They decided that he wasn't developing, but I am surprised that after just a year in a training camp, they pulled the plug on a third-round pick.
I was very disappointed, too. I had high hopes for the young
lad. I did. I think he has a lot of physical ability, and he's a terrific kid.
Certainly
but,
is.
Maybe in another system, everybody talks about the Patriots system is very difficult on quarterbacks, mm-hmm. and maybe there was just something that wasn't clicking for Kevin in this system that might in somebody else's.
Maybe not.
He's in Detroit.
As of right now, he's a Detroit Lion. We'll see if he makes the final cut this weekend over there. The same day he was released, the Patriots also released veteran free agent long snapper Nathan Hodel, which means the long snapper job now belongs to rookie sixth-round pick Jake Ingram out of Hawaii. Not too much of a surprise there, I don't think, Paul.
No, a lot of people thought that if it was equal, they would go with the rookie, save a little money, go with the draft
pick. That's how I felt.
And those people that thought that were right. The only question would be whether or not Bill wanted to entrust it to a rookie, and clearly he felt that Ingram was good enough to do that. And we haven't seen any signs of bad snaps yet this preseason from anybody,
all.
Not Hodel either.
No,
so,
not at all.
And as Bill said, Hodel will snap in the league this year.
I agree. And Hodel, another good guy, too. So we wish him the best in his future endeavors in the league.
Right.
Same day, a little bit later on, some transactions that were sort of formalities. We kind of expected these to come. The Patriots finally came to terms with their final draft choice, who remained unsigned, Tyrone McKenzie, third-round pick, linebacker out of South Florida. He was hurt in rookie minicamp. We all knew that. We all expected. Bill even said, actually,
in the next couple of days.
Yeah, that was going to happen. He went on injured reserve. He's out for the year. No chance we'll see him at all this year. Our first chance, we hope, the earliest will be in minicamp next year. We look forward to that because he certainly showed some promise on tape and from what little we saw of him in camp. And again, that's at a position where they need all the depth they can get. So
right.
We wish McKenzie luck in his recovery this year. Also placed on PUP, reserve PUP, offensive lineman Marc Lavoie, who will now be out for the first 6 weeks of the season. He'll have a chance to practice after that if the Patriots so decide, and then remains to be seen at that point whether or
right.
not they activate him or not. Same goes with rookie wide receiver Brandon Tate, who was placed on the reserve non-football injury list, which has basically the same parameters as PUP, the six-week layoff, and then they have a few weeks to decide what to do with him thereafter. He had the knee injury last year as a senior at North Carolina, or as a junior, I believe. I can't recall off the top of my head. But he suffered it as last year in North Carolina. Would be a year almost to the day when he would be able to return. That'd be a pretty quick turnaround. Not impossible, but we'll just have to see how that goes. Then the latest, just off the wire, Paul, we're hearing rumors about, you know, the Patriots already got rid of one quarterback this week. Could they be getting rid of another?
Well, it sounds like they're preparing to do so. I know Adam Schefter is, I guess, sent out a tweet today, recently, that says that he talked to Andrew Walter, who some thought was probably going to be the number two quarterback with O'Connell getting released. And Walter evidently has told Schefter that he expects to be released, you know, in this final round of cuts.
And Schefter just had some other breaking news that I'm looking at over your shoulder. The third offensive coordinator in the NFL has been fired this year. The Bills apparently have fired offensive coordinator Turk Schonert in advance of the week one matchup with New England. You had just written your preview, Paul, and Turk Schonert was among the people that we highlighted in there.
Oh, was he among them?
Yes,
or was
he
sort of
was.
The centerpiece
he
of
was
it?
Sort of the centerpiece of that.
Oh, God, that's not good.
That now makes three offensive coordinators in the NFL who have lost their jobs before
a very
the start
odd,
of the
that's
season.
A very, I mean, I know this is just a roster report, but that's a very odd trend. The Todd Haley, Chan Gailey one, I completely understood.
In Kansas City.
I don't understand the other two, Jagosinski and now
in Tampa, yeah.
Schonert. I mean, what was it about training camp that made you have to wait till training camp to find out? Gailey, to me, Todd Haley inherited him and clearly wasn't getting the offense that he wanted implemented. Mm-hmm. So I could understand that, but I can't understand these latest ones.
Okay, before we go, back to the Patriots. They played their last preseason game last night against the Giants. Great come-from-behind victory led by the rookie QB, Brian Hoyer. They were down 21-0, eventually won 38-27. He looked pretty good after a little rough start, but of course he was going against the first stringers on the Giants' defense for the first few series, and he was working with all reserves for the Patriots. I thought he looked good, Paul. I thought there were some other performances that may have either made or broken some of the guys who were on the bubble their chances of making this team. Your quick impressions from the game, who do you think helped or hurt themselves?
Well, you know, we talk about this all the time, and I'm not sure how much jobs can be won or lost, especially in that fourth game. But there were some on the positive side. Hoyer obviously has gotten a lot of attention. I think he did himself a world of good last night. I thought he looked terrific and certainly deserves to be at minimum the number three quarterback here in the future. Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis, I think, continues his strong summer. I don't think he's going anywhere. I didn't think he was going anywhere before the game last night.
I agree with you.
I think Brandon McGowan has shown some signs of improvement.
Made a great play last
throughout
night.
Throughout training camp, I thought he made a nice play last night, which sort of sparked the comeback when they were down 21-0. On the flip side, you know, there were some guys out there for an awful lot of time in a game that was, you know, featuring a lot of second and third string players. Benjamin Watson, Alex Smith, two tight ends.
Pierre Woods.
That arguably are battling for maybe one spot, maybe no spots. Who knows the way mm-hmm. Belichick wants to do it. A lot of us thought maybe they could keep four tight ends before camp started. Who knows? Maybe they only go with two. Mm-hmm. Maybe they keep a guy like Terrence Nunn, who had another strong game last night.
Oh,
made
some
terrific
great
catches.
Yeah, as he had done all through training camp.
You know, I also think there's a chance that Terrence Nunn might battle out a spot over Greg Lewis. And I want to throw this out there because yesterday on PFW in Progress, we had an emailer chime in and said, do you think if Nunn outplays Lewis tonight, he might be able to nose him off the roster? And I think we all thought that while Nunn has been great, that Lewis wouldn't be going anywhere. And matter of fact, I know I said personally, I didn't think Lewis would even play in the game mm-hmm. against the Giants. Well, not only Lewis played, he started and played a lot.
Extensively.
Played
yeah.
the whole game. So perhaps that emailer was right on the ball and envisioned a decision that Belichick is going to have here, because I do think that Nunn outplayed Lewis last night and all summer, and maybe Lewis isn't quite the lock that a lot of people thought he was.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be a very interesting thing, and I wanted to give that props to PFW and Progress guys because, you know, our listeners are very sharp, and it's a small but a loyal group.
Indeed.
You know, and I think that they may have nailed
one. We would
be
nowhere without them.
And it's certainly a possibility. Whether it happens or not, it's a possibility.
Right. I'm going to throw out a couple of names at you, Paul. Ray Ventrone, I think, you know, he's been on the bubble all camp. He's at a tough spot. There's, you know, wide receiver, there's a lot of competition there this year. Some new faces that came in. You mentioned Nunn. He's had a good camp. I think he was on the bubble, but I think the injury we saw to Matthew Slater last night, which was one of the most gruesome things I've seen
in
a long time. He hurt his, it looked like his left arm when he was returning a kickoff. We don't know exactly the extent of that injury, but if it's as severe as it looked and he is out for any extended period of time, I think that helps Ventrone's chances of making the team because not only is he a special teams contributor, he can play both offense and defense as Slater has done in his 2 years here, year plus here. If there was a spot that could open up, I think Ventrone is helped by that potential injury to Slater.
And at least initially, it looks like there will only be two quarterbacks on the roster if Walter is indeed, if that's accurate, what Adam Schefter wrote. Even if they acquire another quarterback, it'll probably have to be after the cuts. So it might be one of those procedural kind of things where you're just waiting a day or two. But that could open up another spot. So if it certainly looked like Slater was seriously injured, maybe like a hyperextended elbow or a dislocated, maybe even a broken arm of some sort. But it didn't look good. But if it's not as bad as it looked and he's still on the roster, I think there's a chance that Ventrone is on the roster as well with Slater. So it'll be interesting to see how these last few spots unfold. But you mentioned Pierre Woods, too, a guy that we all kind of had pegged in as a starter at outside linebacker. Well, I think the combination of the four threes that we've seen a lot of all summer and really a lack of production, I want to say. I don't think he's played badly, but we haven't really seen him flash.
Right.
And he played wire-to-wire last night
with
Rob Ninkovich. Now, Ninkovich is a guy they brought in camp. He's a longer shot to make the roster.
However,
and they were out there together.
Ninkovich has what a lot of players don't have on this team right now, especially at that position, versatility.
Tons of it. He can play tight end.
Yep.
He's a backup long snapper.
Yep.
And he can play inside and outside linebacker.
So I think that's a name to look for tomorrow when the cuts are finally made. The Patriots have about 19 that they have to make to get down to the 53. And then on Sunday, they will add their eight men to the practice squad. So it's Labor Day weekend. Paul, you and I will be laboring. We'll be keeping track of all the cuts and picks. We'll be making our final.
It's always fun. When that release comes out with those final cuts and you go down and you're like, oh, wow, they cut him or they kept him. It's always a fun day to kind of see all the guys around the league that get let go.
Right. So it's going to be an active weekend. It's the last weekend before the regular season kicks off, Paul.
Not a fun time in the locker room, however.
No, it's not. It's a very jittery time. But we'll be here to cover it for you. Keep it to PFW in Progress, Patriots.com, and the podcasts. We'll see you next week.
Downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com. My chest don't measure up and try to blame the Pyrex. I'ma do it bigger than a 5X. Can't ride with an L, so I don't drive less. Game so bickery, so full of trickery. Nursery, rhyming, hickory, dickory. Blowing that sour, the hood call a pickery. Biggie,